Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is Beg Me, written by David at the Big Gay Review and read by Luke. I'm bent over the dining table, my arse framed by the thick nylon straps of my jock. I sway my hips, wriggling my butt in his direction. He gets up and runs his hand over my smooth, hairless cheek. I reach back and run my hand over the growing bulge in his jeans. His button pops open, allowing me to slip my hand inside and feel the warmth of his cock radiating through his boxers. He continues to run his hands over my arse, occasionally running a finger directly over my hole. I clench with anticipation. I haven't felt his hot load on my hole for a while, and I am desperate for it. His cock is now fully engorged, bursting to be freed from its cotton prison. I turn around while still sat on the table and pull his jeans down, allowing his cock and ass to be free. He leans in for a kiss, his cock twitching as it presses against my own, desperately fighting to get out of my jock. I slide my cock out of the side of the jock, allowing the tip of my glands to come into contact with his. I feel it jump with excitement. I wrap my legs around him, my dick now resting on top of his, and I begin stroking them together. With each stroke, I can feel his cock getting thicker, harder. He's moaning as I playfully bite at his earlobe. He drops his shirt on the floor and pulls off his t-shirt. As I lean in, the slightly musky scent of sweat fills my nostrils. I pull him in close, my tongue desperate to taste him, as he takes over stroking our dicks together. I whisper into his ear, "Do you want to come on my arse?" His reply is an enthusiastic yes. "How much do you want to come on my arse?" "Badly," he says, his face contorting between an expression of desire and ecstasy. I bite my lip and grin. "Beg me," I tell him. "Tell me how much you want to shoot that hot, sticky load over my hole. Tell me how much you want to push that load into my twitching sphincter as you shoot rope after rope of spunk." "Please," he says, "please let me come on your ass. I need to come on your ass." I can sense the desperation in his breathy whisper. My own cock is dripping in anticipation. "Okay," I tell him as I turn around, giving him full access. Within a few seconds, the tip of his cock is pressing up against me as he is frantically stroking. He lets out a final moan, and I feel the familiar, comforting sensation of his load splashing over my ass cheeks. He pulls the waistband of my jock, and I push myself against his dick, feeling the warm tip just barely entering me, but filling me with delight. "Sit down," I demand, as I stroke myself to completion and shoot my spunk all over his still twitching cock. There's spunk dribbling down my leg, on the floor, and spattered all over the seat of the chair. But I don't care. I got what I wanted. I got him to beg to drop his load, and it was fucking hot. If you liked this, you can find more of David's amazing work at thebiggayreview.com, more of me at BeardyNoise on Twitter, and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com.